B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good to be back to work.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
You sure?
Normalcy. Need normalcy in life.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. What I did for these past 7 days was not normal.
What did you do?
We literally pretty much saw the entire Israel. We saw Israel.
Israel. Everything. We did Israel.
Everything.
Yeah.
Obviously, and I've been away with the Patriots and Mr. Kraft on his 27th pilgrimage to Israel to take people over to do the type of tour that we did and see the things we did. Extremely fortunate. It was one of the most powerful trips I've ever been on. I was telling Fred and Rich, I'm Russian Orthodox by faith. You know, you and Hardy, and I've joked with it. I was altar boy for 12 years.
The very religious self.
So you understand, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. If you're a Christian, you know where he died. You know how he was crucified. And to eventually get to those spots and see him, the Sea of Galilee, where he walked on water, where, he made bread and fish for the villagers who didn't have food, to go to the Mount of Beatitudes. How about the start of the trip? To get on a plane?
I don't know. The people don't know about your start of your trip.
You know what? I tried not to post on social media when we were over there because there were some issues with some of the Wi-Fi over there and some of the plans. But I also didn't want, we weren't allowed to sort of chronicle where we were with the security that we traveled with because of concerns. I mean, there are issues over there. We sat in Prime Minister Ben Netanyahu's boardroom.
You're on a first name basis with him now? You just call him straight up Ben?
Oh, no, sir. It's nice to meet you, sir.
What's up, Ben?
And you see pictures of the guy.
Benny boy?
You know when you see pictures of someone, he's like, oh, that's what that guy looks like. And then the guy enters the room and you see why this guy is a powerful man. And
you think he goes, but when you ever hear him in the news, it's Benjamin. He always goes,
Ben.
Benjamin.
Yeah, it's like Benjamin Watson, like Gil Santos.
Yeah, do you think his friends call him Ben for short? Do you think he goes by Ben?
I think they call him, hey, Yahoo. What's up, Net? But it's Prime Minister. That's what you call him. And he was delayed a little bit because Iran stepped up their aggressions. And the story about the drone that was shot down last week, and he had to handle some things, but he took time, an hour out of his day, just to sit down and field questions from the room, which was amazing. And to see his relationship with Robert. Robert knows some powerful people, including the president, of our United States. But trip started a week ago. They take us to the private terminal here at Logan to get on board Sheldon Adelson's 757, which is one of many planes that he owns. He has a fleet of these type of planes. And I get on the plane. I hurry up. I'm trying to send you some pictures before we take off, because we did not have Wi-Fi or TV on the flight, which was not a problem on a 12-hour flight because the plane was so big and so luxurious inside, and we all had space to stretch out. But obviously he owns casinos, the newest, the Bellagio. The first one was the Sands. And he actually told us the plane you're on was not one of my nicest ones. I actually have nicer planes than that one.
Oh.
Which is impressive because you sent a picture of a boardroom that was upstairs above us.
Yeah.
To where he gets business
done.
Well,
this plane is famous that you were on.
Yeah. And Drew flies private a lot.
He set records on this plane, apparently.
He set a record going from, told us what, Hawaii to,
Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Right? Like straight, directly.
Without stopping. Yeah. What do you think that bill cost?
Over the North Pole. Over the North Pole.
Yeah, he said, you know what I'm going to do? I want to go over the top. I want to spin one way. I want to go over the top and watch it spin the other way. The way the earth turns. But it was a great trip because I think it affects you as a person when you come back, because whatever faith you were, you see the Muslim community. You see the Jews. You see Palestinians. You see people of all different walks of life, the Christians, and all coming together in those little streets of old Jerusalem to go to the Wailing Wall, watch five little kids have their bar mitzvahs and they're carrying a Torah around, and people are different there. It's different. But the smell of the city, it's not commercialized. Like, it's not cement. It's everything's built on yellow stone blocks, the entire city. And it has these long, tall Israeli pine trees. And to see the olive trees right up, right at the top there, it's It's an amazing thing. My favorite part of it was the ending where Christ ultimately faced his death. Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which has the point of where, you know, he was crucified. And they think they have the spot because there's a hole in the ground where, you know, we lined up for over an hour to where you could get in line under this great, you know, it's a Greek Orthodox church above this, to where they have the whole backdrop. And, you know, they have the cross there and they have the stones on Golgotha, the actual mount where he was crucified. And you could actually wait in line to go in to touch the rock below where it is. Now, this rock is real rough, but so many people have touched it over the years, the millions of people that have been there, to the point where it's smooth like a counter, to where you could reach in and touch it. So that was amazing. And then they had the, you know, the stone where supposedly he was laid down after they brought him off the cross and had taken to the tomb, which was just around the turn inside this one church, to where everything was built up around it. And it empowers you when you're there. I can't explain it any other way. I'll post a couple pictures and videos from our social media account.
Yeah, did you ride a camel there?
I rode a camel on my way to the Dead Sea in the middle of the desert. Rode a camel, and there I am. And I tweeted out this picture, good morning.
There it is.
Without zooming in on the picture to make sure that the responses
there it
to
is.
My post wouldn't be as obscene as some of those responses were by you people. That thing that I am holding is the front of the
sure it is.
The saddle.
Sure it is.
I mean, I was excited that morning to be going to the Dead Sea, and You see that mountain behind me. Up there is Herod the Great, his fortress that we had to take a Swiss made gondola up to. Uh-huh. And there's just hold on. They said hold on tight. And I was not going to fall off that camel because there was a lot of camel dung.
I've seen the video version of this.
Everybody on the trip wrote it, including the owner.
And I know who the voices were in the background. And I know that Drew Bledsoe said that the camel deserves overtime pay.
For
giving you a ride.
Hey, me? You should see Vince Wilfork go up on a camel. One of my favorite moments, and I told Drew, and one of the best experiences out of it, too, and I told Drew and his wife Mara this, and with my wife Amy, like, you know, to play with somebody for over 6 years. And to go through what we go through as far as our everyday grind, go to the stadium. Yeah, okay, we're going over stuff. And we go out to eat this and that. We literally spent every second of the day with them. And
yeah,
That's the most time in 1 week I spent with him, and more so than 6 years. And felt like you got to know them even better. And I know him. I know him well. But that was special. You know, to see guys break down. We went to the Holocaust.
I just want to know if Zon the Camel is going to be one of those pictures we use to bounce in and out of breaks.
Absolutely.
On TV from now on.
We could give them like the video.
Zon the golf cart and now Zon the Camel.
So we have this thing now. See, and that's the Dead Sea from up on top, Herod's castle. I have this video of me riding the camel in a circle. So that one of me sprinting when we're buffering could be the camel. Ride can be the new buffering.
There's Zon a camel in a circle.
Work. Now this is
the circle camel. Where he's also holding that thing.
Yeah, that was Morris
Hahn's
house.
The camel circle something.
But, man.
I can't say it.
It was not a beach vacation by any means.
Okay.
It was a pilgrimage. But we had, it was amazing. Makes me want to take my
kids back. So you got back yesterday?
Got back at, what's interesting, some of the guys were like, oh, man. We had to fly into Providence because customs in Boston wouldn't open until about 7 a.m., but our flight was so ahead of schedule. They rerouted us through Providence. So we got it. We landed. We actually landed in TF Green. They had to get buses to get people up to the Logan for the people that drove their cars and flew out of Logan. But, landed at 3 a.m., got back to the house about 5 a.m.
Wow.
Stayed up, tried to make it through the day. And, you know, we travel, you know, with the team when we go out west.
Yeah, but
you're out there for 2 days.
That time change is vicious.
When you're out there 7 days, that's 7 hour time difference. Yeah, it hits you. So it's good. They said, and they studied it. They said it's going to take till about Wednesday until you start to feel really normal. But I feel great.
I feel great.
Tell you what.
You missed quite a bit while you were gone.
And I told you this. People are talking about it on the streets of Israel. The power of our show. I'm walking. Hey! And I'm going down these little village cracks where you're walking through these little shops.
So texted
Where's
me
Fiedel?
Friday, like Friday night.
Yes.
Like it was late Friday. After midnight, early Saturday morning.
I lost so many tracks of days, and I tried to keep up as much as I could.
And it was like 12:30, so it was after midnight Friday night. And it was, Kyrie called the show? Question mark. And I go, no, not really. And you go, some guy in Israel just came up to me and said, Kyrie called the show.
Stephon Gilmore, who doesn't talk, came up to me and goes, dude, Kyrie Irving called your show, man. And you know what's funny? They all watch.
Yeah.
They all watch.
Yeah, Kyrie called the show. No, not really, but sort of. We'll get to that. We'll recap.
I'm ready.
We'll recap.
I'm ready to go.
We'll try and catch up on everything you missed.
I feel like I've been away for 2 years.
All right, there you go. So now you know where Zoe was for the last week. We didn't tell you much about it while he was gone other than to say he was in Israel. And now you know exactly what he was up to for the last week. So Zoe is back. Hardy is out today. He's off all week now. Jim is out just for today. He'll be back tomorrow.
But we're going this week, baby. You and me, we got it.
We got Sean Silver here today.
Where's McCone? Thought I had McCone on his
game. Yeah, I thought it was McCone too. What happened there? Not that it's a bad thing.
No.
We had a swap. I had a conflict. I asked him if he could swap, and he was game.
I hope you ran that through all the proper channels.
Yes, I believe I did.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so I don't mean to take anybody by surprise, but I'm happy to hang out for a few hours.
Mm. Right. Nice.
Okay.
It's good to have a Fox. You ride your bike?
Took the red line.
All right. All right, very good. We're off and running.
All right.
We'll get to the actual things that happened, including the Celtics draft that happened and the AD trade to the Lakers. So the Celtics drafted a bunch of guys, traded away Aaron Baines, and did not complete the trade for Anthony Davis, in case you were wondering. Your reaction to that coming up next.
Oh, stunning.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
With the 14th pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Boston Celtics select Romeo Langford from Indiana University.
So, the Celtics. They didn't get Anthony Davis. I don't know if you saw that.
If that news made it to Israel or not. That was big news in the sporting world.
He went to the Lakers of Los Angeles. They have LeBron James.
Yeah.
Pretty good team now. Celtics didn't get him. And then Al Horford left. Did you hear that?
Yes, he did not opt in.
That wasn't surprising.
Well,
right?
I mean, based on how the direction of the team and the way they were going to go was going to help him make his decision. I do not want Al Horford back on a 4-year, $110 million deal.
Okay, but
whatever he's.
How about
get.
The fact that it was Al Horford opting out and then saying, "You know what, though, I'm out of here. Bye. I'm not coming back here."
It seems like he didn't even give them the ability to say, "Hey, can I stay here another 4 years?"
It doesn't feel like he's coming back with an opportunity to match.
I don't blame him. Kyrie's gone.
Not that they
Anthony
would.
Davis isn't coming.
So Al Horford is leaving.
No Baines, right?
They didn't get Anthony Davis. They traded away Aaron Baines. More cap space. They got more of that now.
Two less big men. That's good.
They have zero big men.
Well, you can run that five-guard offense. You know, that motion. You could do that old.
Not. Zero.
Who's the guy?
I'm not counting the kid.
The Time Lord.
I'm not counting the Time Lord.
No, Time Lord.
You're a basketball boy, right?
Yeah. No.
What's the name of the old Princeton coach? He'd run the five.
Pete Carrill.
Pete Carrill. You can run the old Pete Carrill offense now. Get some shooting guards and forwards. Athletic guys. Picks and rolls. Backdoor. Hit him backdoor.
Am I supposed to read into his cryptic tweets? We had a little bit of a segment last week on cryptic tweets and Instagram posts from players. Last week, we had one from Jaylen Brown. That we think was a shot at Al Horford. Robert Williams had one over the weekend that said, sometimes you got to wait.
Yes.
I don't know what that means. Does that mean he has been waiting and now it's his time?
See, there was a lot of, when we were on a trip too, we did a lot of instructional stuff and talking and interacting with the current guys that were on a trip. So it was a good mix of guys, half veteran, half current guys. And in different walks of business, we would give them, you know, life experience advice or whatever. And I said, mine being in the media, be careful what you tweet and what you put out because everybody reads into it. There's no text. There's no tone. You know, you don't really understand. You could put something out there and anybody can take it the wrong way.
So
and once it's out there, it's out there.
I guess.
I totally believe. You know, when somebody goes out of the way to tweet something after something happens, that's because.
So they've got a lot of young guys. Young guys! They got that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They've got Jaylen Brown. They've got Jason Tatum. Those are good young players.
They've had them. They had them 2 years ago, yeah, when everybody loved this team with Isaiah, and they were the rebuild years. Yeah, the fun. Yeah. The fun. The group to
they've
play
got,
hard.
They've got some cap space.
Still Marcus Smart.
They've got some cap space. They got Marcus Smart.
Still back. He was there on 2 years ago.
Junkyard Dog.
Same as 2 years ago, right?
Yep. I mean, he'll play hard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They signed some Paco Taco guy. Or
I got unfortunate news about the Celtics.
What do you got?
They suck again.
They're worse than they were 2 years ago.
They took all these picks. They took a bunch of picks. They did some trades too. They're not very good.
This is worst case scenario, right? I mean, this is what we feared. This is what we talked about 2 weeks ago in the build up to this. I don't know. Next week's a big week. They're still not done. I don't want to go back to this. I don't want to do this regular season.
You've got something to build on, but you're...
We did this 3 years ago.
But you're building again.
No, you're building worse. Because eventually you convinced Al Horford to come here and be the guy to start other guys to wanting to come here. There's a reason Gordon Hayward came here, because Al Horford came here first. Now you got to go back to that stage all over again. You just pressed the 3-year reset. You have no big men right now. I mean, you got Taco.
You got Robert Williams. That's what you have. His time is now.
So now, okay, hey kid, let's go.
He's going to play hard, I think.
He's going to play hard every game for the entire regular season.
He's going to care. That's what the Celtics
say. And he's not going to be that spot guy.
That's what the Green Teamers tell you. They're going to be younger and more athletic, according to Gary Washburn's column last week, which is exciting. It's exciting. They're taking a big step back here.
Oh, no! We suck again!
What's Jackie Mack say about this?
That's how I feel right now.
How are they spinning it on our TV station?
I'm probably overreacting, but that is exactly how I feel.
How's the TV station spinning it? The one we're on, NBC Sports
Boston. I don't know. I haven't been watching. The weather's too nice to be watching.
What's Drake saying? It's going to be all right.
The weather's too nice to be watching this show. Who the hell am I kidding?
I know that. But don't be surprised people listen and watch, dude. I'm telling you.
I know they do, but that's their problem, not mine.
Yeah.
Oh, we appreciate it. Listening is one thing.
Right.
Watching is another.
Thank you if you're at the beach
listening,
and you have us on today.
Amen.
Yeah.
In the car, at the beach, in the yard, whatever it is you're doing, at the pool, great. Watching, that takes a little bit more effort.
Security guys down at TF
Green. You got to be in the house to be doing that. Oh, Woonsocket Police, what up?
Yep, Woonsocket Police and customs agents down in TF Green. Love the show.
Yeah, the guys in Woonsocket told me when they're out on their details, they get the little earpiece in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. 98.5 The Sports have at all times.
Hit that app.
Yep.
Nice.
Thank you very much. No, they don't even need the app. They said the signal's good down there.
Oh, it's great. I'm on the border there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. I didn't realize it was that strong there. Thank you very much.
Where you see them at?
Yeah, it was out Friday night.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like a mile from my house.
Yeah.
Wow. I was there.
Anyway,
Jim's at Ed Cooley's basketball camp today?
I didn't know that. You told me that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
So maybe Jim could talk to Ed Cooley as to how we can help the Celtics. Maybe he's got some young guys down
maybe
there.
He should
More
scout,
young guys.
Maybe he should scout well, a few kids down there.
Yeah, Jim's a big PC fan, you know, work on that backdoor cut, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. It's going to be fun years for the Celtics coming up.
I don't think they're very good.
When's that channel market research survey or whatever that thing's called? When's that come out?
I don't know, but I get a feeling they're going to take a step back in that.
Yeah. Remember how they were climbing year to year to year to year?
Yeah, how far, you know, when you do that, listen, I can do it right now. Can both do it quick. Where are they among the four teams in terms of how close they are to the championship? 1 through 4. 4.
Oh, I mean, 2 have won the championship. The other one lost the championship. You know, had a no-show night in game 7. And then there's you.
Right. It's an easy one to do just based on recent results. But I'm talking about...
Don't even need a survey for
it. Even if you want to factor in the Red Sox right now with the problems they have. I can tell you the Red Sox are closer than the Celtics. Yep, absolutely. The Celtics are a distant fourth right now.
Oh, yeah.
Distant fourth. That's where they are. It sucks.
Yeah, I don't want this. Because for me to want and to have to watch them, I'm not into the, hey, they play hard every night. You know, I'm in the, are they going to be a 4 seed or are they 3 or 2 or 1? Not are you in the mix? Like you being stuck in the NBA, and it's Bob Ryan, it's Jackie McMullen, it's Dan Shaughnessy, who's in with us once a week, who always say when you're stuck in the middle, you are dead. Not even stuck in the middle, sort of being on the upper tier of the middle. Because the coach is good, the owners are great, you got tradition, you do have some good players. But, man, you just, like, L.A. now is a good team. A team that didn't make the playoffs. Now, all of a sudden, is one of the favorites out West. Because Anthony Davis went there. Like, what do you do? What are you going to do now? Like, what's left to do? Why don't you just go, you know what? Why don't you take a year off, go offer Durant, and sign him and get him here. Let him rehab here. Let everybody play hard.
Why the hell would he pick you?
That's the problem. Like, you got nothing now. Or maybe he wants to come play with Jason Tatum.
Doubt it.
Well, he's a Jordan guy now. Jordan brand guy.
So?
Well, there's no answer for that. Well, there is. Why would he? He doesn't.
He doesn't. No, I don't know. I don't have the answer.
Yeah, this sucks for the Celtics. This sucks. Yeah.
Stuck in the middle. Stuck in the middle.
We're going to do a couple months. Sit here and cheer like hard-fought games at the end while they were down five.
Hard-fought games.
They only lost by one, but, man, they were down by five with a minute left.
Yep.
Oh, no! Yeah. We suck again!
Yeah, it feels that way. Now, Tatum could be really good again.
Oh, he is. And he's improve. Don't get this wrong. He's really good.
And could make his year two leap in year three.
I like Jaylen Brown.
Because he didn't make it in year two. He could make that leap in year three.
Marcus Smart's going to be the same guy.
And Jaylen Brown could be, you know, the guy that we keep hoping he turns into. He's a good player. We're not trying to take anything away from him. But are those guys who can carry your team and make you a real contender? They're not that yet. They might turn into that.
This takes you off the map.
Certainly never been that.
This takes you off the map a little bit. That's what it does. That's a tough thing in this town, being as competitive as these other sports are.
It just feels like it's a major, major step back. And I don't care that you think they're going to fight hard and play for their coach and all that.
So who do you blame for this? Do you blame Kyrie for it? Because you still make the move if you're Danny, right?
Well, here's the thing.
Revisionist history. If you could go back
there's
and say,
not, if I were Danny, there's nothing that I would not have done.
I don't blame Danny.
Going back in time. The trade for Kyrie.
Isaiah was hurt. He knew it.
As much as I, at the time, when it happened, I was like, oh, I don't know if this is the right move. He still was right to do the move.
Dude, he got Kyrie freaking
out. He was still right to do the move.
The kid came here. And expectations, the expectations of that team prior to Hayward's injury. I mean, go back to that.
Signing Hayward? Still the right call.
Yes, the buzz, the excitement. Yeah, Horford, Kyrie, Hayward. It was working. Two of those guys are gone. And I think you're stuck with the worst of the three.
It's been a bad run.
I came around on Al.
It's been a really bad run of things that have happened for the Celtics.
You'll appreciate Al Horford once he's gone. Yeah.
Bad run. 617-779-0985. There's a new report over the weekend of Kyrie hated Boston. Which I find really annoying for some reason.
Doesn't Mookie hate Boston too, supposedly?
I have no idea about that. Well, I don't know if that's an actual report.
No, it's not a report. People in the media talk.
Well, there's an actual report that
everybody hates
Kyrie
Boston,
hated
right?
Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's a crock. I think it's a complete crock of bleep.
The report?
That it's being said. No, I don't think the report's a crock. I think it's
okay.
Someone's telling the reporter this.
Yeah.
I think it's bullcrap that it's being just sort of tacked on and piled on at the end, is what I think it is. And I think it has nothing to do with the real reasons why he's not here. We'll get to that in your calls coming up after these headlines. Don't go anywhere.
Sports Hub headlines.
A rough weekend at Fenway Park as the Red Sox lost 2 out of 3 to the Blue Jays following yesterday's 6-1 defeat. Brock Holt left that game with a tight hamstring. He's trying to avoid a stint on the disabled list. Boston now 18-19. That's under 500 at Fenway Park this season. They're also 8 games behind the Yankees in the American League East. Eduardo Rodriguez climbs the hill tonight to be opposed by American League wins leader Lucas Giolito as the White Sox come to town. Some NBA news, a report that Kawhi Leonard set to decline his player option with the world champion Raptors to become an unrestricted free agent next week. Sources for Yahoo's Chris Haynes say Leonard is seriously considering re-signing with Toronto. And the Women's World Cup, Team USA takes on Spain today at noon. City Hall Plaza set to host a viewing party for the event. Yesterday, France beat Brazil 2-1 in extra time. The winner of today's match will face France in the next round. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Revise Energy. Schedule a no-cost, mass-save home energy assessment with Revise Energy and save from 75 to 100% off the cost to insulate your home. Call 800-885-SAVE or visit reviseenergy.com. I'm Sean Silver, Boston Sports, 98.5 The Sports Up. Your next update, 11 o'clock.
Nolak, and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
For whatever reason, Anthony Davis didn't want to go to Boston. That's fine. It could be in part because he's talking to his pal Kyrie Irving, who, listen, there are many, many reasons why Kyrie Irving isn't going to be in Boston anymore. Although we have to hedge it still, guys. We still have to hedge it because it hasn't happened yet. And if you believe Brian Lewis's report out of Brooklyn that the Nets are, you know, squeamish about going with just Kyrie and not KD, you know, we can talk about that in a minute. But these are all the things. The part of the thing was Kyrie Irving didn't like Boston. I've been told this by many people. He didn't like living in Boston. He just didn't. You know, by the end, he had issues with Brad. By the end, he had issues with Danny. By the end, he had issues with pretty much all of us, right?
I'm going to tell you a story.
Tell you something about Kyrie Irving, a man who I don't know. I don't know the guy.
I think anybody does.
I don't know him. Never met him. Never had a conversation with him. So
did he call the show last week?
Let's just put that out there. We'll get to that next segment. Let's just put this out there first and foremost. I don't know the guy, so I'm making a leap here, okay? That's my preamble. He sounds like a real miserable prick, okay? He sounds like a miserable guy. I feel bad for him on a lot of levels. I think he's an unhappy dude. You know how they talk about the unhappy guys in the NBA?
Yeah.
Right, which we mock and make fun of because Adam Silver sounds like a buffoon when he talks about all these depressed players in the NBA.
Yep.
You know how hard it is for the how hard of a lifestyle it is for these NBA players.
Yeah, it's so hard to function.
You know, it's such a hard life that they've been dealt.
Right.
The hand that some of these guys have been dealt.
It's like our 4-hour workday here. It's tough.
Yeah, man, it's the tough. Grind.
Yeah.
The grind of it being an NBA player. You know how ridiculous it sounds. But anyone who's miserable, you just feel bad for them. Because some people just can't get out of it. And I think he's a guy who can't get out of it. It sucks.
Looking back.
That's bad.
Looking back when he was doubling down towards the end of the year, the thing that stands out to me with him and I think really was telling. You know, the year's coming to a close, and he's saying, you don't worry, I'm going to crank it out. I'm going to prove everybody. You know, I'm going to take care of this in the playoffs. We'll be good. We'll be all right. And there was that Sunday afternoon game. It was a big game. Was it Houston? Who the hell was in town? Somebody was in town. And he was walking in. Remember he bitched to the cameras?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to miss this S when I'm gone. And I'm like,
man, oh, man.
This is your afternoon, Sunday NBA basketball. That's like the spot. I think it was Houston was in town. It was a big game. And you're already bitching about everything before the game even starts.
Yeah.
Like, that said,
now,
that
listen,
said it all to me. With
maybe
him.
In private, he's the happiest guy going, but his public persona is one of a guy who is not a happy dude.
Like, Durant, right? To me, looks miserable,
who
too.
Who finds a real hard time finding happiness in just about anything.
But that doesn't make him a bad basketball player.
Oh, no. God, no.
Makes him a different type of teammate. Maybe that's part of the problem. But
oh, yeah.
Why can Golden State function the way they can with all those egos?
But I would just say this. He pick any town. And Cleveland, he had the same issue. He didn't like Cleveland either. He didn't like Cleveland. Didn't like living in Cleveland. I'm sure you could pick a lot of towns where he wouldn't like living there.
You would think that.
Do you know what the important part of that is?
What's that?
He didn't like. Play back the last part. If you could play back Jackie McMullen again, and this is who had the report. She's been killing it on this front. She's had all the good news, all the good stories coming out of the Celtics here the last couple of weeks. No surprise. The important parts of all this. Roll it.
And if you believe Brian Lewis's report out of Brooklyn that the Nets are, you know, squeamish about going with just Kyrie and not KD, you know, we can talk about that in a minute. But these are all the things. The part of the thing was Kyrie Irving didn't like Boston. I've been told this by many people. He didn't like living in Boston. He just didn't. You know, by the end, he had issues with Brad. By the end, he had issues with Danny. By the end, he had issues with pretty much all of us, right?
Okay, there it is. He had issues with Brad. He had issues with Danny. He had issues with all of us. So he had issues with all of his teammates and everybody in the media and everybody inside the Celtics organization. And, oh, by the way, he didn't like living in Boston, too. So here's the better question. Who and what did Kyrie Irving not have an issue with?
I thought it was Jason Tatum, right? Isn't that the guy he took him under his wing during that whole All-Star thing and going down to Carolina?
No. I don't think that's the guy. I mean, as far as we could tell, the one guy he didn't have an issue with was Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart. Because Marcus Smart doubled down. Like, you people don't understand what Kyrie goes through.
That's the one guy I could think of that we could find that didn't have an issue with Kyrie Irving. One dude. That's maybe the best question right now. Who or what didn't have an issue with Kyrie Irving? The whole didn't like living in Boston thing just feels like a thing to tack on at the end just to be a jerk.
That's a rub it in your face.
Because that's a rub it in your face.
I didn't like your city.
This is the thing that the Celtics have struggled with as an organization. Who the hell wants to go to Boston? Who the hell wants to go play and live there? No thanks. I'm good.
You know what it's like, too? Like, I'm going to tell the rest of the NBA, too, how miserable I was in your city.
Yep.
So nobody goes there.
Exactly.
You ruined a year of my year. You ruined a year of my career. Yep. 2 years of my career.
That, to me, feels like a shot out the door just to make things more difficult for you down the road. Oh, and by the way, I hated living in Boston. That's what it felt like. That's how that feels. That feels like a total BS comment by all his people over the last however many months to sort of throw that out there, too. Oh, yeah, and he hates it here, too. He hates living here.
Public image is the only thing that matters to this.
By the way, he was living in a 7,000-square-foot home in Weston.
Yeah, I know.
Seven bedrooms, seven baths.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's for sale now.
I'd like to see a 3,000-square-foot home
in Weston. Just under $3 million going for right now.
Seems like it should be more than that there.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last week, but it's right near the highway, maybe a little too close to the highway.
I'll turn your radio up.
Turn your radio up.
Watch your movies and crank it.
Yeah.
In the movie room. Yeah.
You know, as Hardy said, a drop ceiling in the basement of a 7,000-square-foot home just didn't seem right. He said that should be a real ceiling. How do you feel about that?
I mean, the problem is when you have a leak from above, it's nice to be able to replace a single panel.
I guess you're right. Yeah, it's true.
Because you could take that panel out.
You have access. You'd like to have the access to the utilities.
Say you want to add lights and you need to run wires, or maybe you want to do some different stuff to your flooring above it. Yeah. Now you're not ripping walls apart and ceilings apart.
Yeah. That just feels like a bogus thing, though, on the way out. Oh, by the way, he hated living here, too.
Like, in your face.
And I'm sure his people have been saying this now for a couple of months.
Well, if he's miserable, they're even more miserable. Because they got, hey, man, we got his back.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course, and he made it be known over the last few months that he hated living in Boston, too. Why not? Throw it in there for good measure. 617-779-0985. Jim's in Jersey. Jim.
Yeah, guys, I enjoy the show. But I wanted to say this. I think the reason why is because he saw that there was no future here in Boston. They were a team of, Smurfs, too small. They needed one more big man. Brook Lopez cost Milwaukee $3 million.
Wait a minute. If he's worried about the future, he's supposed to be part of that future, and it should be up to him to help convince Anthony Davis to come here, and then there we go.
I agree. I would have loved to have seen that happen, but it didn't, and it isn't going to happen, okay, the way they are now. They're too small.
Okay, but if he had bought in and actually played and cared,
you're the future.
Then you've got a different future. You've got a much different future.
You can't blame him for leaving saying, like, he doesn't like what he sees in the future because he is your future. Then that's an indictment on himself.
Him in the future, it has a different look to it. It has a much different look to it. Adam's in Lowell. Hey, Adam.
Hey guys, how's it going? Sorry. Obviously it's depressing taking a step back and start over, but I mean, at least you could hold hope that, Jason Tatum can take another step, Jaylen Brown can take another step, because they no longer have that jerk in front of them, like, the guy who promised, regular season doesn't matter, it's the playoffs, then folded like a cheap suit against the Bucks. It's just, it is depressing. We're not as good as a team with him leaving, but Tatum played awesome in the playoffs the year when Kyrie was hurt and he was getting his nose job in Game 7. And although Tatum didn't play so good in that Game 7, I still can have some hope and watch the season. I'm going to get excited about that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're more excited than I am.
Silver, you'll update their scores and headlines, right, if you're in?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. You can get that going for you.
Yeah.
Not you, but them.
By the way, NBC Sports Boston's going to the press conference for the rookies.
Introduced your future.
So for those of you who are watching,
tune in. Good. On the TV side.
Enjoy that.
Stay with us.
Yes, young guys.
Stay with us on the
enjoy that
on the app.
If you want to, if you want to download the 98.5 the Sports Hub app, you can do that as well. We're going to.
They don't have any issues like they did with Williams, like he didn't show up or
some Red Sox issues at that point,
or slept in, or remember Robert Williams? They couldn't find him.
That was a conference call that he missed, right?
He was at a, what was he at, a Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah,
got hammered.
He was, yeah,
he got hammered.
Big night.
I remember everything. Hammered at a Buffalo
Wild
Wings.
Taco gonna be there? Is he gonna be there? They gonna, can they get him up there?
Celtics will have new special tacos you could buy on the concourses. Little stations. Make your own
Tom's
tacos.
Already shaking his head now.
Yeah. What the hell is the term of his? What is this, a 10-day?
So this is a good lead-in.
Yeah,
this, it goes this to is a good lead-in league. To their nice. Press conference yeah. at 11. The Celtics suck again. That's the lead-in for their press conference at 11. That's the lead. Did Kyrie call the show? That's what you wanted to know.
Yes.
Friday when you texted me.
Someone in Israel, on the street, in Jerusalem. Told me that Kyrie Irving called my show when I was gone. Not well, my show, but our show.
You'll find out. Yeah. It was Mikey and Waltham who called in on Thursday, and you'll hear it for yourself coming up next, okay?
Okay.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap. And the tip digs in, and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beto.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You wouldn't believe the headlines this weekend all over the internet. Deadspin.com. Is this Kyrie Irving scolding Celtics fans under an alias on Boston Talk Radio? GolfDigest.com.
Stop it.
Many people are saying Kyrie Irving called into a Boston radio show to defend himself. Sporting News. Did Kyrie Irving call into a Boston radio show to defend himself? 12up.com video. It really sounds like Kyrie Irving called into a Boston radio show to defend himself. And it goes on and on and on. Sports websites, blogs, etc. We ended up on dozens of websites over the weekend, though. This very show
started to pick up on that as we were coming back. Yes.
Yeah. So we were on Black Sports Online.
Stephon Gilmore, yo dog.
Is that where Gilmore saw it?
Yeah, Kyrie called your show.
We were on Black Sports Online. They picked it up. They picked up the Kyrie call. This was Mikey in Waltham that called us on Thursday.
I have not heard this yet.
Zoe has not heard the audio. So he is going to listen. And I will admit, Zoe, when I took the call, Hardy and I took the call, neither one of us thought this, but we were instantly flooded with tweets and emails of people saying, guys, Kyrie Irving just called your freaking show and you didn't realize it.
Yeah.
So here it is.
All right.
Let's go to Mikey in Waltham. Mikey.
Hey, so I was just calling in saying that with such a rare talent like Kyrie, it's such a shame that the fans didn't welcome him in more. Talents like those are so rare, they don't come by fast, and I think it serves us right that now he's gone and look at what we're left with.
Beginning, absolutely not. From a delivery standpoint, the inflection, the pacing, sort of the middle, yes, and at the end, no.
Well, Tom then took the audio of the call and did this with it. He sort of blended it with some other audio. It's not through a phone, which is tough, but it's press conference audio of Kyrie to compare and contrast.
With such a rare talent like Kyrie.
And then you start figuring out what is important to you off the floor.
It's such a shame that the fans didn't welcome him in more.
It'll be an unbelievable experience for something new.
Talents like those are so rare, they don't come by fast. And
to understand how you still exist and all that and get the maximum potential out of who you have on the floor.
I think it serves us right that now he's gone and look at what we're left with.
Not only to us as individuals, but us as a collective group and a team.
And now look what when he says that right before he says, you know, now look what we're left with. That sounds like him there. I'm going to say it's not. I can see why people would think it was. This is like when people thought Tom Brady called Toucher and Rich, what, a couple years ago?
Would be Rich Shurtleff who thought Tom Brady called Toucher and Rich.
I can't remember, though.
Rich Shurtleff was the guy who thought that.
Rich.
Talents like those are so rare, they don't come by fast. And
oh, that sounds like Kyrie.
I do not believe it's Kyrie. I believe it's a guy named Mike in Waltham.
Yeah,
but
that sounds like Kyrie. And has perfected his delivery.
We Googled the phone number. Comes back you know, on Google to a guy named Mike in Waltham. Oh. So we really think it's a guy named Mike in Waltham, or Kyrie's got a friend named Mikey in Waltham who he used his phone to call in. And happens to have a friend who sounds just like him.
I don't think Kyrie Irving would give us the time of day. Ever.
Yeah.
He's got too many things going on. Too important to him. Yeah. Mike, he doesn't care. Kyrie doesn't care.
So we don't, I mean, I didn't think it was Kyrie. It didn't dawn on me that it was Kyrie, and I still don't believe it was Kyrie. Hardy doesn't either.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Did anybody think it was Kyrie?
We didn't. Like, the listeners did. The listeners were all about it.
Good for you people. I mean, this was totally organic. No, but that
this
means,
was not us pushing some agenda of us believing someone had called our show.
That means people listen to
athletes.
We didn't
buy it. You know, they buy it from the beginning.
They know their pacing.
I mean,
they know their
it
tone.
Was pretty fun to play with, though, for that one segment, because we were like, oh, my God, it's Kyrie. It was like, it's him. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. It sounds just like him. It really does. So you don't buy it?
No.
No, you don't think it's him.
Not
you
once.
Didn't buy it from the beginning. I could tell. Your expression.
Right away, now.
Right away. You were not buying this. But that Mikey and Waltham story took off, man.
And you know what it is, too? It's too, like, hey, I'm trying to explain. Like, if you're really Kyrie and you call in and people do not like you and you feel disliked and you don't like you, you're coming in a little more piss and vinegar, so to speak. It'd be a little more of an angry call. Nah, that's not Kyrie Irving. Wouldn't it be great if it was, like, if he signed somewhere and says, yeah, I called them back there. One of those sports stations they have up there. Always killing us, killing me. That's not Kyrie Irving. If I had to bet my house, no way. It's good. Good little buzz, though. Gives the show some, I don't say credibility. It gives you some popularity. Hey, people know the show now.
Yeah, it's good to get it out there.
It's good to get out there. Everybody loves those clickbait things.
Terrific. Loved it. Everyone who is blogging it. Barstool, everybody.
Nice.
Everyone who's putting it up there.
Barstool took it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Greeny put up a post on it. I saw that.
Nice.
I see you out there. Appreciate it. Everybody was blogging it. So it made the rounds. Yes. Did Kyrie Irving call Zolak and Bertrand? We'll never know for sure. I don't think he did, but it was fun. It was fun for a couple of days. Mikey and Waltham calling the show. Could be Kyrie. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We're going to get to headlines, get you caught up. 90 seconds, no commercials. We'll get to more of your calls coming up in the next hour. The Red Sox bullpen is a complete, utter disaster. And
what happened? They told me when I was gone that they turned a corner.
Did you hear that?
They had a great week.
Brilliant. You heard the comments about them turning the corner.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to it then.
Oh, people like checking their phones. Oh, Red Sox are doing great while we're away.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Good. We'll get to that right after this.
Miss a day flying.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.